time for the business news with Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. Irish venture capital investment fell sharply in the second quarter, with 20 deals raising $136.4 million. That's despite a strong start to the year, with 28 deals raising $668 million, fueled by three major deals that each exceeded the $100 million mark. That's according to the latest KPMG Venture Pulse report. Gavin Sheehan is partner at KPMG Deal Advisory, and he joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, too.
Thank you for coming in. Is it a surprise, really, that there was a decline in venture capital deals in the second quarter, given the very strong first quarter?
Well, I think, Petula, as you said, it's worth noting that while Irish investment reduced to $136 million in the second quarter, it's very much worth bearing in mind that quarter one was really, really strong. In fact, it was the strongest quarter we had seen since 2021, raising almost $700 million. We had three raises in excess of $100 million. One of those resulted in a $1 billion valuation for Tynes. The downward trend that we're seeing in quarter two mirrors trends that many markets globally are experiencing. Investors are definitely more cautious given the broader geopolitical uncertainty, particularly as it relates to tariffs. And a number of markets, not just Ireland, but also the UK, the Nordics, are seeing the lowest level of venture capital activity for a number of years. Thankfully, though, we're now having a greater degree of certainty in the macro environment. The 15% tariff that was agreed as part of the broader EU and US trade agreement is really helpful to investors in considering opportunities in the future. And I do think it's worth saying that notwithstanding the challenges that we face, when you look at the first half of the year overall for 2025, there continues to be a lot of interest from investors in Irish businesses.
Fintech attracted investment in Ireland. Can you give us some examples of those deals, and why is fintech doing well? Are they kind of, they're not exposed as much to tariffs, I'm guessing?
So it's a real mix across the various fintech verticals, which really speaks to the diversity and the breadth of the Irish fintech ecosystem. Software businesses are not necessarily directly impacted by tariffs. The impact there is more potentially indirect in terms of tariff impacts on hardware, potential for reduced economic activity. But even in the face of the uncertainty, there's been quite a level of positive investment activity. NomuPay is a business that specializes in cross-border payment solutions. It raised $77 million in the first half of the year through two fundraisers, one in January and one in June. Wayflyer, a business that many will be familiar with, it provides a variety of financing options for e-commerce brands. It raised $35 million to build on the $150 million that it had raised in 2022. And Cota raised $14.5 million in May. It's an insurtech platform which assists employees in accessing and managing their insurance benefits across multiple products, be it health insurance, pension, life insurance. And Ireland, I would say, has a really supportive innovation ecosystem around fintech. It's supported by Enterprise Ireland, by the Irish Strategic Investment Fund, university spin-outs and incubators. And the promotion of Ireland as a global financial services hub is really helpful in fostering development in Irish fintechs.
So there's optimism in the outlook ahead, particularly in fintech, and with a particular emphasis in AI as well.
Yes, AI is an area which, businesses that have AI-enabled solutions are very much leading the way. There's strong valuations there, particularly for industry-specific solutions where, there's benefits from a time perspective or a cost-saving perspective, and allowing workforces and employees to focus to a greater extent on value-adding activities.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Gavin Sheehan from KPMG Deals Advisory, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. More business news at 8:30.